Hi, welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. I'm your host, Trish McFarlane. Every day, I focus on trying to do things the right way, for the right reason. The goal is to succeed each and every time in projects, on handling issues, or creating new and innovative ideas. And I tend to get frustrated when I hear about people who want to celebrate losing, people who believe that mistakes are not only worth sharing, but they should be shouted from the rooftop. Last week, I learned that while I may never want to publicly celebrate mistakes, I certainly don't give myself time nor permission to make them. It's a shame because without failing big sometimes, we never learn and grow. I spent some time with a friend last week and he said something that stuck with me that I'd like to share with you today. He said that growing is messy and painful. What does that mean? Well, whenever things are going well, you're not being stretched. I mean, it feels great in the moment to be in control and have those things fall into place. In fact, it's that state that most people strive for. The problem is that no one ever learns from doing everything well. We learn when we go through struggle and practice, and yes, mistakes. So, what are some techniques to achieve growth? Well, first, don't play it safe all the time. The next time you're in a situation where you know you disagree with the way the status quo is heading, speak up, disagree. Make it known that you have an opinion that's not the norm. Second, step up to lead something that you don't know much about. Some of my very best learning has come when I've taken a chance and led projects or taken jobs that I had never led before or done before. And it feels scary at times, like your hair might be on fire, but what a great way to push yourself. Third is attend meetings outside of your area of expertise. This is a really great way to get your creative juices flowing. And when you hear how a department in another part of your company approaches situations and challenges, you might find ways to take that learning back to your own department. It would be messy because it won't fit precisely, but if you push you and your team to think differently, it'll all be beneficial in the end. And lastly, get honest. Find a handful of people that you trust to be completely candid with you. First, this will feel risky because you're sharing parts of you with them that you usually keep really private, like your fears or your losses. But the growth comes from the candor with which they share how you can improve. It may hurt, it may seem harsh, but in the end, you'll come out ahead. So today, think about the techniques you can use to grow and develop. If you can take one small action each day, you'll find that your personal growth is much more manageable. Well, that's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, or to hear all of our show archives, please go to www.h3hr.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app.